AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means. And hey, guys, I'm back again with another one. Now, this one is deep and dear to my heart because before I even got to where I was going as far as with this thing called project management, I went back and forth like, hey, should I get a master's or should I not? So today's episode is entitled, Should I Get a Master's in Project Management? Again, should I get a master's in project management? Now, let's be clear, because there is a distinction. Now, there's the MBA and then the MPM. I think that's right. No, I'm just playing. It is right. So it is the MBA, Master Business Association, and then Master's in Project Management. Now, because that the question was so kind of broad of saying if I get my master's in project management, I'm going to know and think that you are referring to being concentrated, meaning you focused in a concentrated field of project management. If we're taking that use case of saying, okay, I'm going to school to get a master's and with a concentration in project management, which has the degree of the MPM. I actually got mine. I think I got my master's in project management in 2001. Yeah, I know, right? But I got the reason why I got the master's in project management, I want to go over some pros and cons, and then I want to give you a backstory of the reason why I did it. So let's look at some pros and cons of going to go ahead and getting your master's in project management. So the pros. The pros is job opportunity. Now, being able to get your master's in project management, it does make you more marketable. It does create the opportunity, I should say, to make you more marketable. It does create the opportunity to say that you have a master's in project management. I'm going to play both sides, as they say, of an argument of this particular debate. Should I get a master's in project management? So the first side, of course, we're talking about the pros of the job opportunities and being able to be marketable, to be able to show that you develop a new skill set and that you're somebody that is definitely interested in honing your craft as a project manager. Another aspect of this is what you have to look at as a pro is that now you get an opportunity of what I was saying of being able to learn more about your craft as a project manager. Now with book work, most of these, when I got my master's, they really aligned everything. And I do mean everything with the PMI, or I should say the PMBOK, but basically the PMI org. And I love that because it was literally a reflection of if you were to go look up, research some stuff on PMI about project management, and they just both aligned. And I really appreciate that versus, you know, how sometimes you'll go and learn something in school, but it's not really reflective in the actual trade sometimes, or the craft, I should say, sometimes. So I really like that about the curriculum that we were doing. We were actually building and doing things instead of versus it just being all context. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that, family, is that we had to build schedules. You know, our final output of everything was almost similar to a project because we had various moving parts, meaning the process group, initiating, planning, executing, monitoring, controlling, and closing. So they took that same approach about, you know, creating our final project for to be able to graduate the actual program. So I will say that again, you get an opportunity to really hone your PM craft. The last one is really what I love about it is it's a focused degree. Now, again, as I stated earlier, there's a difference between the MBA and the MPM. The MBA is more generalized. You know, MBA is more generalized because you're touching on so many different courses versus the MPM is really more focused. It's more centered on the PMBOK as well as the actual rules and regulations of PMI. So again, I really appreciate that of how some of these universities have partnered with PMI to really bring a more real life, realistic curriculum to actual future project manager, either current or present. And also family. So here's a little backstory of what I had to do, and then I'll go into the cons. So to even get into the school that I ended up going to is that you had to submit a resume. They wanted to see that you are actually a working project manager to get into this actual master's program. Then you had to write, I don't know how many, I don't know if it was like, I don't know what the word count on there, but you had to write why you wanted to get into the program and why you wanted to be a project manager. So for me, being able to do that, and it just came easy because I'm so passionate about the field. I'm so appreciative of what the field or the craft, I should say, can provide for you and your family. So I decided to continue to, you know, keep going on that same trajectory of eventually being a portfolio manager because I really believed, you know, in the craft. So one of the things too, also even to even get into the university, like I said, I told you before, you had to have a resume, you had to write up some words, and I think I even did an interview, but again, don't hold me to that, but I think I did do an interview, and they just really were asking me some questions about project management and, you know, what my visions and goals were once I finished the program, and how am I going to stay with the program? And that's another key thing, family. I'm even going to tell you the story. So there, the person that actually got me into the program actually did not even complete the program. And I was like, how did you get me in there and you didn't even go through it and complete it? And I think they didn't really have to pay next to nothing for it compared to what I had to pay for it. And it showed me a lot about how many people are really just, again, going back to, you know, the words I'm going to use, that are committed and that are interested. You know, it sounds good to say, yes, I have a master's in project management, but to actually having to go through that and deal with the pain and frustration of you have papers. You're working a full-time job and you're going to school at night, and you're having to put together the paper, you know, the papers that are due every day and deal with, because all of our stuff was basically, the majority of it was online. We did have physical books for this particular program. But I learned so much. But let's look at the cons, though. Let's be honest about it, because there is some cons here. And I want to be clear and I want to be fair to present both sides to you. So here's the cons. So cons, sometimes, and it's hard to say sometimes, so I'm going to go in the middle. I'm going to just say what I've seen over my decade of experience in project management is when you go and get the degrees, sometimes you don't have the experience. Majority, or I said I was going to play the middle, that you don't have the experience of real life running and, or should I say, leading projects. So even though this is a con, you can flip this over and make it a pro by doing internships, volunteering for free, finding ways to make sure that you're getting that hands-on approach to project management, and you're just not getting all of the, what's the word I'm looking for? You're getting all this book knowledge and not being able to apply the information. You know, people always say, yeah, you know, knowledge is the power. And I said, nope, that's not true. Applied knowledge is power, not just getting knowledge. Anyone can get knowledge because of how technology is in place now, how Google, you can just type anything into Google. But taking that knowledge and applying it and testing it and experiment with it is really what is the true power. Okay, let me move on. You know, I get on my soapbox sometimes. Looking back, I am grateful, I am thankful that I was able to go through the program, because the program, I think I spent two and a half years in the program. It was intense. And looking back at it, you know, they say hindsight 2020, would I went and got a master's or would I went and just got my PMP? I have to be honest. I would say that I still would have went after the degree just because of what I was able to experience through how challenging and how fun and engaging the program, master's program I went through for project management. But if I was advising someone, and someone like just the same person who asked me this question, I would have tell them, well, what does your time commitment look like? If you don't have the time commitment to go after the degree, as far as the time commitment being the years and the hours associated with it, you might want to go after your PMP if you meet the criteria to go after and get your PMP. And again, this is a case by case situation. So if I'm looking at the person as far as where they're at in their career, now if they're just starting off, then yeah, I'm going to say, hey, you might as well just go ahead and go get that master's. But at the same time, finding an internship that you can work during or even a part-time job that you can work either, you know, when you're not in school at nights and during the summer. So always be thinking that way, family, when you get ready to make a decision on if you're going to go after a degree or not, because I'm not saying the degree is not a bad thing or a good thing. I'm in the middle with it because, like I told you before, I do have a master's in project management, but it's subjected to where you are in your career. If you're just starting off, it might make sense for you to go after a degree. But if you are, you know, 2, 3, 4 on up years in the project management, it might make sense for you to go after your PMP, because the PMP is a global certification that is definitely well recognized. So again, it's a case by case situation. So I hope you enjoyed today's video today, family. Until next time, I'm out.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.